This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that the share of U.S. workers who are in labor unions has fallen to the lowest level ever measured. Less than 11% were in unions in 2016 in the U.S. This drop comes after several years in which unions had regained some strength, which brings us to Missouri, which soon will be joining other states with so-called right-to-work laws, which further weaken unions. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports.
You could say Missouri is a latecomer to right to work, since nearly 30 other states have adopted the policy. But here's the newly elected Republican Governor Eric Greitens on why his state should pass it too.
I approach this as somebody who started my own business and worked with veterans, helped them come home to start and successfully run their own businesses. We have to sign right to work. Missouri needs to become a right to work state.
Before we go any further, let's get a little linguistic housekeeping out of the way. Right to work bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment. Unions charge different amounts for annual dues, but it's generally a few hundred dollars or more. Washington University and St. Louis sociology professor Jake Rosenfeld says with right to work, unions can lose a lot of money and a lot of power.
I think there's a widespread belief that right to work hurts unions, prevents unions from spending money on new organizing. For your average non-union business, the threat of unionization is diminished.
So unions have a choice. Do they fight hard against right to work or adapt? I caught up with Dave Cook, who's with the union that represents workers in the food and grocery industry. He's trying to get a ballot measure before voters in 2018 banning right to work in Missouri.
I think this is very easy to go to Chillicothe, Missouri, or Joplin, Missouri, or wherever, Missouri, and explain that this is more government overreach.
There's no guarantee a ballot initiative will get the necessary signatures or find favor in a state where union membership declined by 60,000 people from 2005 to 2015. So for Clint Zweifel, a former state treasurer and Teamsters official, the best path for unions is to prove to workers that they still matter.
Unions are going to have to remake their own organizations internally, too, in terms of how they serve members, how they conduct business.
If right to work sticks in Missouri, the primary focus for the state's unions could be keeping its members happy enough so they want to pay their dues. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.